Let's read together Deuteronomy chapter 1. In this first chapter of Deuteronomy, we have the beginning of the first sermon of Moses to the children of Israel as they are about to enter the Promised Land. Moses reviews Israel's time at Mount Sinai, where God gave the law, and then Israel's journey to Kadesh, where the 12 spies were sent out to see the land that God had given to Israel. Let's begin by reading the first four verses. These are the words which Moses spoke to all Israel on this side of the Jordan, in the wilderness, in the plain opposite Suf. It is 11 days' journey from Horeb by the road to Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea. Now it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spoke to the children of Israel according to all that the Lord had given him as commandments to them. After he had killed Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt in Heshbon, and Og, king of Bashan, who dwelt at Ashtaroth in Edrei. Let's begin our study of this chapter, Deuteronomy chapter 1, with some background notes. The importance of the book of Deuteronomy, not just to the Jewish people in the Old Testament, but to believers of all times, is seen in the fact that the book of Deuteronomy is quoted frequently in the New Testament. In fact, in refuting Satan, the Lord Jesus, during his time of temptation, quoted three times from Scripture, and all three quotations were from the book of Deuteronomy. How many of us could quote three scriptures from the book of Deuteronomy? In a series of three or four sermons or major addresses to the people, Moses prepared the children of Israel to enter the Promised Land by reviewing God's covenant with them. This served as a preview for what was to come as they conquered the land that God had given them. We see from verse 1 that the children of Israel were situated in the plains of Moab on the east side of the Jordan River as Moses spoke to them. Verse 2 indicates that normally it should only take 11 days from Horeb, that is Mount Sinai, to Kadesh Barnea, where the spies were sent out. The 11 days of verse 2 is obviously put in contrast to the 40 years of verse 3. What should have only taken 11 days travel time before entering the land took a total of 40 years because of the people's sin of unbelief. What a lesson for us. How much time do we wander around in circles, as it were, in our Christian lives and fall short of maturity and growth because of our sin? Verse 4 refers to the victories over the Amorites on the east side of the Jordan River before they crossed over. Well, so much for background. Let's move now to our doctrinal teaching points for Deuteronomy chapter 1. Doctrinal point number 1, Moses reviewed Israel's sojourn at Mount Sinai. Moses reviewed Israel's sojourn at Mount Sinai, verses 5 through 18. The children of Israel were at Sinai for about a year. The Lord said that this was long enough, verses 5 and 6. The Lord our God spoke to us in Horeb, saying, "You have dwelt long enough at this mountain." The Lord wanted the children of Israel to move on to the Promised Land that he had given them. In verse 7, a description of that land is given. Verse 7, "Turn and take your journey and go to the mountains of the Amorites, to all the neighboring places in the plain, in the mountains, and in the lowland, in the south, and on the seacoast, to the land of the Canaanites, and to Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates." We see that the land that was given to Israel included all the land of Canaan from the Negev in the south to the Euphrates River in the far northeast and from the Mediterranean Sea on the west side to the Jordan River and the Arabah on the east side. This was the land that God promised Abraham hundreds of years before this time under the Abrahamic covenant in Genesis chapter 15. In verse 8 of Deuteronomy chapter 1, we read that all of this land was Israel's for the taking by divine right. All the children of Israel had to do was to go in and possess the land. God promised them victory. Verse 8, "See, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them and their descendants after them." Now, we also know from Genesis chapter 15, that God was using Israel's conquest of the land to cleanse the land of the idolatry and immorality of the Canaanites. Israel never did possess all the land that God promised them. Under King Solomon, they controlled all this land, but never fully possessed it. They will fully possess this land when the Lord returns, as we know from the prophetic scriptures. We see in verses 9 through 18 of Deuteronomy chapter 1 that also during the year or so that the children of Israel spent at Mount Sinai, Moses appointed a number of good men to help him with the burden of leading and judging so great a number of people. Let's read these verses. Deuteronomy chapter 1, beginning now with verse 9. And I spoke to you at that time, saying, I alone am not able to bear you. The Lord your God has multiplied you, and here you are today as the stars of heaven in multitude. May the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times more numerous than you are, and bless you as he has promised you. How can I alone bear your problems and your burdens and your complaints? Then I commanded your judges at that time, saying, hear the cases between your brethren, and judge righteously between a man and his brother or the stranger who is with him. You shall not show partiality in judgment. You shall hear the small as well as the great. You shall not be afraid in any man's presence, for the judgment is God's. The case that is too hard for you, bring to me, and I will hear it. And I commanded you at that time all the things which you should do. From Numbers chapter 1, we see that there would be about 2 million children of Israel at this time. You can read more about the appointment of these leaders in Exodus chapter 18. So all of these significant events and transactions are reviewed by Moses here in this first sermon on the plains of Moab before they cross over and enter the land. Moses reviewed Israel's sojourn at Mount Sinai. Doctrinal point number 2. Moses reviewed Israel's sojourn at Kadesh Barnea. Moses reviewed Israel's sojourn at Kadesh Barnea. Verses 19 through 40. So we departed from Horeb and went through all that great and terrible wilderness, which you saw on the way to the mountains of the Amorites, as the Lord our God had commanded us. Then we came to Kadesh Barnea. And I said to you, you have come to the mountains of the Amorites, which the Lord our God is giving us. And every one of you came near to me and said, let us send men before us, and let them search out the land for us, and bring back word to us of the way by which we should go up, and of the cities into which we shall come. The plan pleased me well. So I took 12 of your men, one man for each tribe. And they departed and went up into the mountains and came to the valley of Eshcol and spied it out. And they brought back word to us, saying, it is a good land which the Lord our God is giving us. Nevertheless, you would not go up, but rebelled against the command of the Lord your God. And you complained in your tents and said, because the Lord hates us, he has brought us out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us. The people are greater and taller than we. The cities are great and fortified up to heaven. Moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakim there. Then I said to you, do not be terrified or afraid of them. The Lord your God, who goes before you, he will fight for you according to all he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. Yet for all that, you did not believe the Lord your God. And the Lord heard the sound of your words and was angry and took an oath, saying, surely not one of these men of this evil generation shall see that good land of which I swore to give to your fathers, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. He shall see it, and to him and his children I am giving the land on which he walked, because he wholly followed the Lord. The Lord was also angry with me for your sakes, saying, even you shall not go in there. Joshua, the son of Nun, who stands before you, he shall go in there. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it. Moreover, your little ones and your children, who you say will be victims, to them I will give it, and they shall possess it. But as for you, turn and take your journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. When Israel came to Kadesh Barnea, they were on the edge of the Promised Land, and Moses challenged them to go up and take possession of the land and not be afraid. But the children of Israel wanted to send out a few spies to first check out the land to assist in military strategy. Moses approved, and 12 spies, one from each tribe, were sent out. The fact that the children of Israel wanted to check out the land first even though God said it was a good land and that he would give them victory, does indicate a lack of faith on the part of Israel. However, God graciously tolerated this lack of faith and allowed the children of Israel to send out the spies. The spies brought back the report that indeed it was a good and fruitful land. But because of unbelief, 10 of the spies and the rest of Israel refused to go in and possess the land. They were convinced that they would be defeated by the giants. Only 2 of the spies, Joshua and Caleb, showed faith, and they were the only 2 of all the children of Israel of that generation that eventually made it into the promised land. Even Moses did not get into the land, verse 37, because of his striking the rock when angry with the people. Read about that in Numbers chapter 20. So Israel would have to wander in the wilderness for a total of 40 years from the Exodus to the conquest, until that whole unbelieving generation died off. Only the little ones, whom they were worried about, would get into the land. How sad to read verse 40. But as for you, turn and take your journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. Let us not be characterized by unbelief, as the children of Israel were, and end up wandering in the wilderness of Christian experience. Moses reviewed Israel's sojourn at Kadesh Barnea. Now, what about practical application from Deuteronomy chapter 1? Always distinguish between confident faith and presumptuous pride. Always distinguish between confident faith and presumptuous pride. Verses 41 through 46. Then you answered and said to me, "We have sinned against the Lord. We will go up and fight, just as the Lord our God commanded us." And when every one of you had girded on his weapons of war, you were ready to go up into the mountain. And the Lord said to me, "Tell them, do not go up nor fight, for I am not among you, lest you be defeated before your enemies." So I spoke to you, yet you would not listen, but rebelled against the command of the Lord, and presumptuously went up into the mountain. And the Amorites who dwelt in that mountain came out against you, and chased you as bees do, and drove you back from Seir to Hormah. Then you returned and wept before the Lord, but the Lord would not listen to your voice nor give ear to you. So you remained at Kadesh many days, according to the days that you spent there. When the children of Israel were told that they could not go into the land, they changed their minds and told Moses that they had sinned and proceeded to go up into the land and fight the enemy. But it was too late, and they were soundly defeated. Now, it might look to us like this change of heart and willingness to go fight for the land was confident faith, but God saw it as presumptuous pride and sin. Why? Because they were thinking that they could do this in their own strength. Confident faith is when you look to the Lord and His power. Presumptuous pride is when you look to yourself and think that you don't need the Lord. From the outside, both may look the same, but not from God's point of view. Let's make sure we have God's point of view in our walk of faith. Always distinguish between confident faith and presumptuous pride.